This is Bonnie Gillespie, and this is a special edition of The Work.
Yeah, you're totally right. It was 100% true, because there's no reason to have someone prep a one-line or two-line role in a feature film. I'd rather have you come in and read the meteor scene. And what ends up happening is I bring in such amazing actors for all those roles, even if they're not a correct fit for that character, knowing what else it is that we're casting. And the director, the producer, anybody who needs to weigh in with an opinion on how the casting's going, if they're in the room or watching footage later, whatever the case may be, varies from project to project. They will invariably say, oh, let's give the guy who was our second choice for the best friend, let's give him the bike messenger with that funny throwaway line. And so it's very true that there will be times you'll be brought in on things that you're just going, I don't get it. And you sort of have to trust the relationship with the people who put out the breakdown. Of course, then this also speaks to, and this is a caution I'm going to bring up just because it's timely. I don't know if you guys follow me on Twitter, you may have noticed that I tweeted over the past few weeks an article, a series of articles in the LA Times about an expose on a production company based out of the UK that put out a breakdown using Actors Access in LA and brought people in for auditions doing really racist, anti-Semitic, gosh, you name it, just horrible, horrible, bad things as a part of the audition, and I'm using air quotes even though you can't see my hands, and they taped all of it and required the actors who were auditioning, again with my finger quotes, to sign a release for their audition footage to be used. And they were actually shooting sort of like Borat style. They were shooting footage that was going to be used in this movie, but it was a total bait and switch from what they had put out in the breakdown. So, of course, Breakdown Services banned them for life, banned the person who was listed as the casting director, the producer, the director. Every name that was affiliated with the project can no longer ever use Breakdown Services to dupe actors. But, of course, there's always Backstage and Craigslist and LA Casting and infinite other sources for this sort of thing to happen, and it happened late last year, or the news came out in September of last year about the Innocence of Muslims film, where actors were told it's called something else and you're going to be doing this and it's going to be dubbed this way, and then it turned out to be something totally different. I am a big fan for vetting the people that you are going to do business with. And this goes for you as a producer as well. There are going to be people who will want to work with you because they're excited about your project and they want to come on as a producer, they want to come on as some sort of crew. You need somebody on your team, even for your very first pancake, who has cred. You need someone who, even as an advisor or mentor or producer in name only, is willing to attach his or her name to your project so that when you put out the breakdown, if you are looked up on IMDb and you have no producing credits, you at least have web of trust relationships because of that other person's name that will help you get higher level people involved in your project. Of course, if you're casting the whole thing through web of trust, your auditions are basically taking place within your circle of friends and your community, and you're not even necessarily putting out a breakdown through the major sources. But so this is advice on two levels. One is for you as a producer. Make sure you're affiliated with some people who can give your work some cred so that when they are looked up on IMDb Pro, people can say, oh, yeah, they're legit. Like, this is probably not bullshit where I'm going to be duped and I'm going to be scammed and I'm going to be embarrassed and then there's going to be a lawsuit and all this nonsense. There's that. But also, you as an actor, do your due diligence when you are submitting on a project. Don't just go, ooh, this matches my brand. This matches my bullseye. This is the kind of role I want to play. I don't care that it's no pay, copy credit meals, and I have to drive 3 hours to get just to the pre-read. You know, why go to that trouble if when you Google the person, because you couldn't find them on IMDb, and when you Google them, you don't find anything that proves that they actually have produced anything, even a micro project that didn't maybe make it to IMDb? Why would you invest that kind of time? One of the things that will happen for you as you begin to produce your own content, you will start getting selfish as hell about your time. And you'll remember I mentioned this in one of the first 2 weeks of this course. I said, I don't want you spending time submitting on everything just because you think you need to be hustling and running all over town, going from audition to audition to audition. I want you to get really focused and specific on what you want to go out for and with whom you want to work and for what you want to become known. Because all that time that you used to spend running around and chasing this thing and chasing this thing and chasing this thing can now be spent working on another scene in your script or another edit of your short or another pitch packet for your web series and the big meeting that you're going to take next week. You will start getting selfish about how you use your time as an actor and what that changes that you won't even realize until you start feeling it and seeing how people react to you in the room. What it really changes is that people will not perceive you the same way in your auditions because you don't need it the same way that everybody else feels they need it. And that is sexy as hell. That is charismatic. And we will be getting into charisma next week as a part of pitching. And I cannot wait to put that on your radar.
As always, thanks for joining me. This has been Bonnie Gillespie. And until next time, keep creating.